Well, our pleasure today to welcome four people from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh celebrating 50 years this year, which is amazing. And I read Big Brothers Big Sisters of Westmoreland County, I think it's Westmoreland, is 40 this year. I don't want to put you on the spot, but or it might be of the is
Laurel
there a
region,
Laurel Hunt?
Yeah,
they're 40. Because I got a note from them this week, and I saw it, and I was thinking, wait a minute, I thought it's 50, and then I realized, wait a minute, that's the other Big Brothers, Big Sisters. That was Cheryl Jones. We'll talk more with her in a moment, but let's say hello to our pair today. Landon, good morning. How are you?
Good.
You're on the radio right now. How old are you?
9.
And where do you go to school?
East Catholic.
And what neighborhood do you live in?
North Braddock Heights.
Nice to meet you. I grew up very close to there, right? I was in Churchill, right where Brown Avenue and Beulah Road come together in the Woodland Hills area. Who's in your family?
My mom, my papap, my grandma.
And would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
I want to say hello to my mom.
Excellent. Come a little closer. I'll hear you better. So tell me about yourself. What do you like to do?
I like to play sports, ice skate, and play hockey.
Wow. Are you a good skater? What do you think the secret is to being a good skater? The last time I went ice skating, I spent a lot of the time hugging the rail as I tried to go around.
You got to kind of glide and make sure you're in the right position.
Have you ever gone skating with your big brother who's here today?
No, but we're going to do that in a few weeks.
That sounds great. And Joe Whitkin is here. Hey, Joe.
Good morning.
How long have you two been together?
We've been together since August.
Wow. So that's a relatively new relationship for the two of you guys, about 6 months, 5 months or so. What was it like to, is this your first big brother?
Yeah.
What was it like to meet each other? What was that process like?
I think it was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Were you nervous?
Yeah, at first I was nervous. Never how I was going.
Yeah, I think I would be too. Did you feel nervous at all? Or maybe that's not quite the right word, but...
It was more excited and making sure that we get off on the right foot. And it's been great. Big Brothers is, they support you with the, you know, activities and following up, making sure things are going well and give you hints, suggestions. First thing we did was fill out an activity form where we'd see what matched between each other's activities. And we had, 4 months... planned out right from the beginning.
Yeah, first we went to go golfing and then we went to Dairy Queen.
That's pretty nice. Did you go like miniature golfing?
Yeah.
How'd you do?
Good. We volunteered for 3 rounds, but we only played 2.
I love miniature golf. Did you get any holes in one?
The first time on the first course.
You're kidding. Oh, that's great. That's fantastic.
One of my balls went into the water.
Whoops. I used to try to do that sometimes just for fun, just to see if it, at least that's what I would say was I meant to do that. What other things have you done, Landon?
We went to a science fair and then to the science museum. We went to the park. And that was a lot.
That sounds like a...
Hockey.
Yeah, we went to 2 hockey games, one in the box and one just in normal seats.
Oh, fair. So you were actually in a box at console. That's pretty cool. And you met? Do you play on a team?
No, but I want to play on a team.
Yeah, hockey's a great sport. How did you get into hockey?
It was just this one day I really wanted to play, and my family's just always loved hockey except my mom, so I want to try to get on the Penguins.
Well, that's great. Have you met any Penguins?
No, I I met one.
No, the Penguins players.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're pretty accessible. You might get a chance to meet them. Let's. Do you know much about Joe? Like what Joe does for a living? And well, let's get him to tell us a little bit about that. Joe, tell us about you.
I'm the director of facilities at Upper St. Clair School District. I've been doing that for 13 years.
That's a pretty big job. A lot of property to keep track of. And a lot of things to do. Have you ever gone to work with Joe to see what it looks like where he mm-hmm. works? There's probably a lot of neat things there if you're allowed to go there.
Sure, yeah.
What got you interested in being a big brother?
I have two boys, and they're older now, in their 20s. And I just felt it's working through Scouts for past like 15 years, always wanted that connection with kids. And then always heard about big brothers, big sisters, and thought that this gives opportunity, a great try. My older brother did big brothers for about, he's had like three or four little brothers, and always talked positively about the organization. So you go through the whole process, and it was just been a great experience.
You must be having a lot of deja vu, sort of remembering what it was like when your other boys, you know, were the same age as Land.
Oh, yeah, it's great. It's great. A different perspective on things, and it's always a joy. I always leave our time together just really happy.
Landon, have you taught Joe anything that he didn't know before meeting you?
No.
Well, things like anything technical, or maybe about certain sports or games, or anything you're learning in school that he may not have learned the same way.
No.
Have you thought about what you might like to be when you get older?
Yeah. I want to be a vet.
Huh.
I love animals.
Do you have pets?
I just got this mechanical dog for Christmas. But I love animals, and I got a fish. So, yeah, I don't have much but a fish.
Yeah, well, a fish is, you need to take care. What kind of fish is it?
A goldfish.
Yeah, you'd need to take care of a goldfish and make sure the water is good and that they're fed. Did you name it?
Yeah, his name is Goldie, and I've had him since July, and he's still alive.
That's great. It sounds like you're on the right path. Do you have animals that you especially like, either farm animals, zoo pets?
Dogs and horses.
Have you ridden horses?
Yeah.
Wow.
I went riding, and it was my first time, and my mom, and there was people behind me because my horse kept stopping, and these people have won before, and I'm leading the pack, and then my mom ends up in the back because my mom's horse won't pass any other ones.
Anytime I've ever been on a horse, they just stop and eat whatever is nearby.
Yeah.
They don't seem to want to go anywhere. And what do you do to keep a horse going?
Basically, whenever it stops, you just have to kick it right on the side.
Yeah, I always felt funny about doing that, but they're probably used to it. A little tap on the side like that.
'Cause my horse would not move, so they had to get... They gave me a stick, and they said to grab the stick and whack him with it just to get him moving.
Were you able to do that?
Yeah.
So it sounds like you...
I threw my stick away, and that was a big, bad decision because then I couldn't get him to move again.
So you have to hold on to the stick.
Yeah.
You can't. The stick is a...
And whenever we got to the top, it was... So I just was like, come on, let's keep going to the trail, because it was a run trail. And so he was just turning, and I was like, no, we don't turn yet. And then he just started turning, and I was like, and he was just running.
You're a good storyteller. You really are. Do you like to write or read?
I don't really like to read that much, but I like to write.
What do you write about?
Sometimes I just... write about like a book or what I like to do, and I'm actually doing a book report. It's on a soccer book, and you have to do a lot for it, so
well, that's
gotta keep going.
That's cool when you do a book report, because if somebody else reads it, then you might when somebody else reads it, you're going to teach them about a book they wouldn't have known. What's the book?
Mike Lupica, Lupica, mm-hmm. And it's called Shootout.
Very cool. How do you think your life has changed since back in July, maybe, since the two of you met in August? Are things different?
Yeah, I get to spend time with more people now because it's just easier, and I don't really see anybody that I can usually play with anymore because my Pap-Pap, he's always at work. Whenever he's at home, like, he's doing work, so.
Yeah, that can be tough. I mean, I remember, you know, growing up, my dad, if he wasn't at work, he was often at home, like, doing things, and I couldn't really interrupt him. He wanted to do things, but he was too busy doing things that had to get done.
Yeah, my papa wants to do things with me too, but it's just he has a lot of work to do. And sometimes my cousin Connor comes over, he's two, and I get to play with him.
Well, that sounds good. How do you two keep in touch when you're not together? How do you make your plans?
Like, he finds a plan and then he calls my mom and he sees if I like to do it.
Oh, that's great. How's your life changed? Do you have any reflections on that, Joe? It's like I said, it's got to seem like getting back on a bike, I would imagine, in terms of having a boy the age of Landon again.
It's wonderful, actually. You realize what's important and takes a focus off of like, adult issues and stresses and realize that Landon's point of view on things is great. Like, we go see Big Hero 6, was it?
Yeah, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
And just, it's just the joy of a young boy is just, you forget that. You forget the innocence. You forget the opportunity has and how important it is those hours you put into a child are just priceless. And it's great to see, and you get feedback from mom saying, you know, she always tells me, it's a Joe day. And it makes you feel good. So sometimes you feel a little selfish because sometimes you feel like you're getting more out of it than he is, you know, because you're just, it lifts your spirits.
So, Landon, did you stay up for New Year's Eve? Did you make it till midnight?
Yes, I did, but I didn't bang Pots and Pans at midnight. I banged them at 8 because it was kind of late.
What? Oh, you banged them when?
8, like 8, 9, or 10. I forget.
Okay, but you did. You were early. You did it early. That's actually a good thing. You know, here at the Children's Museum, I led a celebration at noon for the real little kids. We celebrate New Year's at 12 noon. So we were banging pots and blowing noisemakers and stuff at 12 noon. But then I did it later at midnight, too. But you made it all the way to midnight? Have you done that in the past, too?
No, but when I was in the summer, I was really mad because I made it till midnight, then 4 a.m. And I was like, I think I could stay up till midnight. And I was like, yeah, I'm really tired. I might not make it.
I can remember I was 7. The first time I made it to midnight, I was 7 years old. I remember that very clearly. It was 1968, which seems like forever, but I remember that very well. Landon and Joe Whitekin are here. You've been listening to them. Also here, Cheryl Jones and Erica Straff. Hang on, don't tell me I'm going to get it. Straffalis? Was I close?
Straffalis.
It's like a 1 out of 2. Straffalis. I'll try to remember that. Erica and Cheryl are both with Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. this is quite a pair
you
brought down today. And you guys will have another chance to talk in a little bit. What's new at Big Brothers Big Sisters?
Well, as you mentioned, we're in our 50th year. It's our anniversary year. We started in 1965, so this is a very exciting year for us. We have lots of big things on tap, and we're going to have a kickoff event on January 22nd, which will lay out all the things that are going to go on this year. And one of the things at that event will be our Celebrate Coalitions, which you were awardee last year as one of our partners.
Yeah, we were so honored to be part of that. And can the public attend?
Yes, they just need to RSVP to us at Big Brothers. It's going to be at Alpha Lab Gears this year. Apple Lab Gear this year in East Liberty.
That's a neat place to do it. What's the date?
January 22nd from 6 to 8 p.m.
Sounds excellent. Mm-hmm. And is there a need for boys or men or girls or women or couples?
Yeah. There's actually a need for all. I think we're always in need of Big Brothers. We have a lot more little sisters a lot more big sisters that volunteer than we have little sisters, so we're always looking for little sisters as well. But with the beginning of a new year and talking about resolutions, it's a great time to think about how you can improve your life a little bit by volunteering. So we are hoping that we will see some growth in our recruitment.
And Joe, I think you would be a good example of somebody. I imagine your life is pretty busy given your job, but... you're able to, I hate to say fit in, but I mean, it's got to be pretty natural. I know Big Brothers Big Sisters makes it really easy, and you and Landon are able to develop a relationship within the context of your life.
That's correct. We weekends, we plan one or two weekends in advance, and Big Brothers Big Sisters always has activities, a lot of support. We went to the museum, went to the zoo, and they set up a Mad Scientist Day at their place, and it was all Saturday. We walked in and we made goo and some nasty stuff.
We made soap and chalk.
But it gives you
a sporting lunch bag.
Excellent.
So it's easy to fit in. I mean, it's just a matter of being committed and knowing that... you know, you are putting in a year, two, 3 years of your life into these children, and it's that important to consistency. And when you make plans, to show up. But the activities are easy because it's a well-blazed trail. You know exactly what works, what doesn't work. And once a month, if not more, you get feedback from the staff saying how things are going, where are you, anything we can help you out with. So you don't feel you're out there on your own. It's well done.
Yeah, I think sometimes people probably overcomplicate it. You're thinking, oh, my God, how am I going to do this? And da-da-da-da-da, you know, am I going to be good at this or not? But in reality, it's just being a friend and, you know, meeting somebody new. Now, Erica, you're new to Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. How new are you?
I've been there for 6 months.
6 months. So what are you doing?
I am match support for Joe and Landon, but I also do enrollment and interviews, and I'm a matchmaker as well.
Well, that's great. And what got you interested in doing this kind of work?
Well, I've always known about the program. I've always wanted to be a big sister, but when the opportunity came up to work for them, I jumped on it.
That's great. The world needs so many more mentors and folks that can be role models, and it's got to be fun for you. Are you from Pittsburgh originally?
Yes, I grew up in Shaler.
Excellent. And now you get a chance to actually witness. Have you seen changes in these two since they were matched?
Landon's always been a very outgoing kid, so it's just really fun to talk to him every month and just hear how much fun he's having with Joe. He always tells some good stories about what they're doing, and Joe's just always been so dedicated and just such a great role model for Landon.
And I suspect you're going to be watching the football game tonight, do you think? He's got a football t-shirt on. Do you have any predictions? You think the Steelers will win tonight?
Yeah.
I hope so. Do you have a score in mind?
Not really, but I think we're going to win.
Even though you're a vet, we'll root for the Ravens to not make it. Or that you want to be a vet since, you know, we'll root for the animals to lose. Well, I have a couple gifts for you. First, I have a radio patch for each of you, which is a souvenir of your visit. And then I have a pass for the Children's Museum that you can use today or any time in the weeks ahead. And you can go on us. We'd love to have you visit. There's a lot of things you can do here. If you are the kind of person that likes to get messy, you can go in our water play area. You get messy with water. So it's, yeah. I wish you could see the look that Landon just gave me. There's also an area called the Make Shop where you can make things. And there's a 3D printer there and other cool stuff to play around with.
Sounds great.
So I hope you enjoy it. Cheryl, is there anything else we should mention at all?
No, I think we've covered it. I mean, I think you've got to hear what a great relationship that can be made with Big Brothers Big Sisters, and we're hoping that people listening will consider getting involved, because we would love to have you.
And Erica, anything else?
No, just to reiterate, we definitely need Big Brothers, and you know, I look forward to interviewing anybody who's interested.
Thank you both for being here. We're going to work on Erica's last name so I can get it.
It's new to me, too.
Is it new to you? Did you just get married?
Yes.
Erica, it's Strophilus.
Yes.
So we'll see how long that sticks with me. Cheryl Jones, that's an easy one. And Joe Whitekin and Landon, thank you so much, all of you, for being here today. You can learn more about Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh by going to bbb.pittsburgh.org.